out of the Word of God tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. You remember Brother Ken tonight. He's away preaching. We got several people that's sick. Needs our prayers. You remember to pray for all those on our prayer list that are sick. God's winding down His Word. He showed John some great and mighty things that's going to happen in the last days. But I like chapter 21. The devil, he's in hell. The thousand-year reign's already been talked about. The tribulation is over. Now John says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea." Ain't going to do you no good to try to make you a heaven down here. Going to pass away. You know, that's a lot of trouble with folks today. They trying to have heaven on earth. Just full of disappointments and troubles. John said, "I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.' He that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' He said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" Boy, I'm glad I got a true and a faithful word, ain't you? Don't have to doubt. Don't have to question what God has said in His Word. He said unto me, "It's done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that's athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Folks that don't know Him better be getting them a drink. Says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, 'Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.' And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." Father, thank you, Lord, for your blessings today, Lord. We thank you, God, for how you've overshadowed us, God. Give us another day, Lord, your blessings, Father. We pray, God, that you'd bless our church, our pastor tonight. Pray you'd use him, God, to be a blessing to those people he's preaching to. God, we ask you, Lord, to be mindful of those on our prayer list that needs heaven's help tonight, Lord. God, we've got many sick, many hurting, going through various trials and troubles of life, Lord. I realize where our help comes from tonight, Lord. We pray, God, you'd help us out of the Word of God, Lord. And God, I pray we might leave here encouraged, Lord, and better than how we come in. We love you, we thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested in verse number 10. said he carried me away in the Spirit. It's a good place to be, ain't it, in the Spirit. To a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. Now, I want to preach for just a little while on this thought tonight. A glimpse of home. A glimpse of home. Abraham journeyed through this life, but he was seeking a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker's God. And that's where our hopes ought to be tonight. So let me tell you something, friend. This world's not our home tonight. We're all headed towards eternity, either a place called heaven or a place called hell. No matter how what you got here in this life you'd love to hang on to, friend, it ain't going to hold you here. God breathed into you the breath of life one day. The body is going back to the dust from where it came, and the Bible says that the Spirit is going to return to God who gave it. So we better be making some plans to get home one day to His city. Now, I'm glad He gave us this word right here just before He closed down the inspired words of the Bible right here. He gave us just a little glimpse into the city. John said it was a great city. He said it was a holy city. Hey, let me tell you, it's the eternal home of the saints of God. It is the place the church is going to spend eternity. The blood-bought, born-again children of God. We've got a home that's prepared for us. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Guess what? He ascended back to the Father one day, and one day He's coming again, just like the Bible says. I'm glad He's prepared a place for those who've believed in Him and trusted their soul to Him for salvation, friend. Let me tell you, it's a great city. John said it was great. He said it was holy. Let me tell you just a few things about this city. I want us to notice tonight, realize, friend, that God's prepared a wonderful place for His children. Isn't it amazing what He just got through saying up here in these verses? There'll be no tears in heaven. God's going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. There'll never be a heartache over there. There'll never be a trouble to come our way. Hey, the former things have passed away. There'll be no pain, no sickness, no sorrow. There'll be no funeral homes over there. There'll be no hospitals over there. There'll be no doctor visits over there. Let me tell you, it's going to be a place of perfect peace and joy for all eternity. Hard to comprehend it, ain't it? But God said it's true. He said these words are true and faithful. Trust Him tonight. Hey, we're almost home. You believe that? Amen. Boy, we done burned up a lot of years in this life. One of these days we'll step into the city whose builder and maker's God. We'll see the saints of old over there. We'll shake hands with Abraham, the father of our faith. Hey, we'll see mama. We'll see daddy. We'll see brothers and sisters over there, friend. But best of all, friend, we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us, that we might have a chance at His home to be there with Him for all eternity. Well, I want you to notice, first of all, in these next few verses right here in chapter 21, a few things about this city. Notice the pleasures of the city. In verse 11, he says right here, it's going to have the glory of God. And her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Then again in verse 23, he says, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I'm glad when we get into the city, friend, the glory of God's going to be over there. I tell you, friend, when Jesus created this earth, and when He called the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage, friend, He gave them a tabernacle Hey, let me tell you, that was a place where they could meet with God. That was a place where the glory of God dwelt, friend. And later on, they had the temple. Hey, there was a place in that temple, friend, where they could share in the glory of God. But let me tell you, as He birthed us into the family of God, friend, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The glory of God dwells within us. And let me tell you, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, sometimes you come to the house of God. Maybe it's in your prayer closet. Maybe it's driving down the road. And the glory of God just fills your soul, friend. It's joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. There ain't nothing like it on this side of heaven, friend. When you get to enjoy the good glory of God, and He wants to share that fellowship with you. But one day, when we enter into that city, oh, the glory of God's going to be there, friend. Hey, it won't just come on you at times. We'll get to enjoy it every minute of every hour of the day, friend. And if you ain't never experienced God's glory, oh, you're missing out on a blessing. Oh, the glory of God. That's going to be the pleasures over there in that city. You know, we run through this life right here. We look for happiness in different things. We look to find pleasures in different things, friend. But let me tell you, friend, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord's the greatest thing you'll ever have in this life and in the life to come. The joys of God. Oh, let me tell you something, friend. There's going to be pleasures over there. Some folks might say, well, what are we going to do when we get there? Lord, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. You ain't going to want to leave. You ain't going to want to trade it out. It's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's going to be pleasures over there, friend. Oh, that's just unspeakable. But God's just given us just a little glimpse in a few short verses right here of what it's going to be like. The pleasures of the city. Not only the pleasures, but the protection of the city. Notice in verse 12 and 13, it says it had a great wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereupon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, north 3 gates, south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And listen, friend, this is going to be a place, friend, of perfect protection. Any of y'all lock your doors at night? Any of y'all tote a pistol? You know what? We live in perilous times. We live in dangerous times, don't we? Well, I remember when I was a kid, friend, we didn't even have a lock on the door. Didn't know what? People go to bed at night and just leave a screen door open. Raise your windows up, friend. We didn't have no fears of things back then. But now, friend, we're living in dangerous times, friend. But let me tell you, we're going to a place of perfect protection, friend. In verse 25, he said, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. You know, old creepy things like to come out at night, don't they? Yeah, man, y'all scared of the dark. You liar. What you got a pistol for? Y'all scared of the dark. Amen. But look, in verse 27, he says, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Let me tell you something, friend. All these things that defile, there'll be no defilement over there. There'll be no devil over there. There'll be no sin in that place, friend. All them things is gone, friend. We got angels watching the gates, friend. There ain't nothing going to enter in over there. Friend, we're going to be living in perfect protection in the city of God. No worries, no dangers over there. Not only the pleasures, the protection of the city, but the permanence of the city. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, says, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. You know, Biden's about shut down. Y'all know these little towns is about dried up. I remember when Biden had a booming economy in Biden, Georgia. And you wonder now how much longer it's going to exist. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. This is a permanent city that God has made for you and for me. In verse 14, he says, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The foundations speaks of the permanence and of the city. Permanent. You know, about 25 or so years ago, me and Sister Sheila there, we built us a house. And, you know, I found out through the years that you can have foundation problems. You can have leaks in the roof. You can have termites. There's all kind of things. In 25 years, it's gone wrong on this house. It's continually needing some repairs, continually needing some upkeep. And one of these days, it'll go down. But let me tell you something, friend. We're heading to a place that's permanent. It's permanent. The foundation. He speaks of the foundations right here. And in the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb are in the foundation of this city. It's a continuing city. It's a permanent city. And let me say something about these apostles right here, friend. We ought to thank God for the old saints of old that stood the test of time. Thank God that He chose out 12 men that would carry this glorious gospel right here, that would lay down their life for what Jesus had given them to do. Thank God for preachers. Thank God for teachers. Thank God for saints, friend, that stood the test of time, that stayed true to the Word of God. We ought to thank God for that. That's why the names, I believe, of these 12 apostles are in this foundation, friend. Jesus is the chief cornerstone, friend. And we just built upon the things that the apostles have laid out for you and I, as is told over in the book of Ephesians. We're building a building, friend. Amen. But this city, it's a permanent city. It's a perfect city. Look at verse 15 and 16 right here. It says, He that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, the gates thereof, the wall thereof. The city lieth four square. The length is as large as a breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Notice his city right here, friend. It's a perfect city. How come it's perfect? Because God built it. Hey, he knows exactly how tall it is, how wide it is. You hear a lot of different folks, you know, comment about the city. The city four square, 1,500 miles square. You know, I don't understand all I know about it. But God built it. I'm satisfied with it. Let me tell you something. When I get over there to the city, I won't have no complaints. Hey, after I got through building my house and I moved in, wasn't long till I realized I'd made a mistake here and there. If I had it to do over, I'd have moved this over here and I'd have done this and I'd have done that and I'd have built it a whole lot smaller. But let me tell you, when we get to his city, friend, there'll be no complaints over there. It'll never need a paint job. It'll never need any repairs. God has prepared a perfect city for you and me, and he made it and he's a keeping it. And it's ours. The purity of the city. Verse 18 and 21. And the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like under clear glass. Verse 21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. This speaks of the purity of the city. Never anything will defile over there in his city. There'll be no devil over there. There'll be no sin over there. All the things that defile and make ugly
is gone. It's going to be a pure city. No sin, no curse, no corruption, no devil. Pure, pure.
Not only the city in its purity, but the city in its privacy. Notice in verse 27, he says, no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It's going to be private. Private.
In the book of Joel, as the Bible speaks about the New Jerusalem, it says the stranger will not enter into it anymore. It's private. We won't ever have to. You ever met up with somebody and you're just a little leery about them? Kind of watch you back when you're around them? Won't be none of that over there. This is going to be a private place. And only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life are going to enter into that city. The privacy of the city. The people of the city. Verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Saved. That's a Bible word. Saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, not of works. Saved by grace, through faith in Him that bought us. Saved people are going to be over there in that place. That's the people you'll see over there. Are you saved? Do you know you're saved tonight? Do you really know that you're saved? Oh, listen to me, friend. All these things, you might think, well, that don't sound like it's so great to me. Why should I want to be a part of that city? Because if you ain't walking on these streets right here, friend, you're going to be in hell. You're going to be in hell. You're going to be in a lake of fire that burns for eternity. You'll cry out to God, no doubt. You'll beg for mercy, no doubt. But God won't hear you. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. We're living in the day and age of grace. One day, friend, grace will be cut off. The wrath of God will be poured out on sinful man that's never accepted His Son. Oh, listen. I'm glad I'm among the people of the saved. I'm glad I'm headed to that city whose builder and maker is God. The pleasures of the city, the protection of the city, the permanence of the city, the perfection of the city, the purity, the privacy, the people, but the preciousness of this city. Anybody got anything that really means a lot to them? Something that's really valuable to you, that's precious to you. Might be your children. Might be your grandchildren. Might be your spouse. But there's going to be something precious over there in this city that we're going to. It's the Lamb of God. These verses mention Him twice. The Lamb. The light of the city. It's going to be the Lamb of God. The Bible said in 1 Peter, in whom having not seen you love, and in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Ain't never seen Him. Just through eyes of faith. But over in that city, we'll walk the streets of gold. We'll meet with all the saints of old. But the light of the city is going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. No need of a sun over there. No need of the moon. The glory of the Lord's going to lighten the city. The preciousness of the city. You know what you'll do? Whenever we see Him, every day when we see Him, you'll see the nail prints in His hands. What we're going to do when we get there, we're going to worship Him. We're going to give Him praise and glory for all eternity. We'll see those nail prints. We'll realize what He did for us. And I guarantee you, when we see Him, we're going to fall at His feet. Because He's going to be precious. Precious to you. When you see Him face to face. He is the Lamb of God, the precious one. And lastly, I want you to notice this. The pearl of the city. Notice in verse 21. It says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. Every several gate was of one pearl. Can I tell you something, friend? You remember the parable about the merchant man seeking goodly pearls. When he found it, he sold everything he had and he purchased it. I believe every time we walk through the gate, we'll think about the price that Christ paid for you and me. You know, the making of a pearl, it's an oyster gets a grain of sand in the side. It's so irritating, so tormenting to it, till it starts producing a substance called nectar. And over time, it builds and builds and builds and produces a pearl. You remember when God was seeking a bride for Adam, that He caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. God took a rib out of his side. The Bible says that He made a bride for Adam. But notice this. It says that He closed up His side. Why? Because His bride was complete. You remember when Thomas denied Christ, when he doubted Christ, and the Lord had risen from the grave and He reappeared to His disciples? You remember what He said to Thomas? Thrust your hand into my side. You know why? The bride's not complete. The bride's not complete. One day, though, that side will close up. The bride's going to be complete. The pearl of great price is the church of God. He gave His life for the church. He's prepared a place that's called heaven. Down through the ages, folks, there's been people that's gone through this life, suffered. Not everybody's ever had it made. Let me tell you, we live in a blessed time. But you know something? You can lose your health. You can lose your wealth. You can lose your job. You can lose your home. You can lose somebody that's close to you. People will walk out on you. People will do you dirty. But let me tell you something. If you've got hope in Christ, if you've got hope in this city right here, you've got something that'll never, never, never be taken away from you. We've got an eternal hope. We've got an eternal city. One of these days, we're heading to the other side. Jesus is coming. Either Either He comes for us, or we'll leave by the way of the grave. One way or the other, we are leaving out of this old world, friend. Heading for the city. I'm heading for the city. Are you? No, I've got a place prepared over there. Don't deserve it. Don't deserve it. If there's anybody that ever deserved to go to hell, it's me. But oh, with grace. The grace that sought me. The blood that bought me. The Lord's are coming for me one day. I'm glad I'm ready to go. Stand with me.